The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
It is our duty as broadcasters to make sure that people have every opportunity to find love. Mm-hmm. That's in the handbook of broadcasting.
Is it?
No, it's not.
That's why we got into this, Dave, because we knew that there were people out there searching for love, and we were those people to bring them together.
Well, the Missed Connection Inspection is a place where people go because they felt like they had an opportunity to make that connection, and they didn't. And so they think, well, I should go post this on Craigslist because that'll help.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, it's got to work out from time to time, right? I mean,
occasionally.
There has to be a story somewhere.
It's popular enough for a reason.
Yeah.
This first one is titled Fruit Roll Up. Looking for Sue Bonox. Nickname is Fruit Roll Up 8. If anyone knows her, I really need to see her. Please contact me.
Are you talking about the letter? Or the number 8 or A-T-E like 8?
No, the number 8.
Huh.
Fruit Roll Up 8 is her nickname. And he really needs to see her.
Do you think that's her stripper name? Is Fruit Roll Up, is that a good stripper name?
Yeah, that's either
Fruit Roll Up!
A really...
Stage number 2!
Fruit Roll Up, Satellite 1. Satellite 1, Fruit Roll Up 8. The other 7 Fruit Roll-Ups are like, oh, thank God, I just got off stage.
I feel like that's, like, if you say, like, Fruit Roll-Up 8, that's like some weird Manchurian candidate type trigger that now somebody's going to go do something really weird.
Let's get to the creepy shopping, because there's a lot of that going on today. This one is, you asked me what my plates meant, There shouldn't be a question mark there. I was getting in my car, thought you followed me around the grocery store. You asked me what my plates meant, and if I liked my SUV. Me? 50s, white male. You, 30s. You had to run, but I felt like you wanted to, quote, get to know each other, end quote, more because you said you don't normally shop here. So some dude asks you what your douchey custom plates mean and ask you if you like your car, and you're like, well, he wanted a bone. I assume this is guy for guy, right?
It sounds like it.
I don't know, a chick wanted to know, like, do you like your SUV? Yeah. What does your custom plates mean?
No woman in the history of mankind has ever said those words.
Yeah.
What does your cool custom plates mean?
M for M, RN. Wonder what that means.
This one is entitled Walmart Lady. Saw you in Walmart a few days ago. You, average height and weight with a nice body. You had on jeans and definitely female.
Hell yeah.
I'd like to meet you for coffee. Okay, I'll ask you. Was there like a camel toe or something? God, why would you throw that in there? You were definitely female.
There has to be like some kind of...
No, Dave. This guy's casting a wide net. He wants, you know, like, I feel like you're narrowing it down by a pretty significant amount if you're saying you're wearing jeans.
You're wearing jeans in Walmart.
You know, if it was sweatpants, that would be a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're narrowing it down to jeans and of average height and average weight.
Nice body.
Yeah. So he's looking for a lady who knows a good deal when she sees one.
This one entitled Nurse. You, brown hair and cute. You warmed my hands today because the device wouldn't work. I said, I swear I'm alive. I don't know. Maybe it was nothing, but you flipped a switch in me that isn't hit very often. I want more of that. A lot more. If you get this... Tell me what I said about your shoes so I know it's you. It's the only way I'll take a reply. Take care. Hot stuff.
Are you talking about she turned on your ventilator?
Yeah. Most people don't turn on my switch for
also,
me.
Also, I know of my fair share of nurses and their shoes are traditionally like those orthopedic big
like the white
they're
ones.
Awful looking shoes.
Yeah,
I mean, the nurse could be beautiful, and they're still ugly-ass shoes.
Yeah, I mean, they're comfortable as hell, but they're not. Nobody's walking around in 6-inch stilettos while they're doing their rounds for 12 hours.
This one entitled, We Hit It Off. And what I really love about this headline is that they definitely did not hit it off based on this description. Not even a little bit. You, tall, dark hair, gorgeous. You were with someone that looked like your mother. We were in the checkout line together. You asked me to excuse you because you were moving things from your cart to the checkout. I told you, you're good. So this creepy-ass dude is, like, standing all up in this chick's business.
To the point where she has to say, excuse me,
like, I'm trying to unload my cart. I was then parked 2 cars down from you, and we exchanged goodbyes. I wish I'd asked for your number. If you're reading this, please write my description in the email reply. Again, entitled, We Hit It Off.
That's hitting
no,
it off?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't,
bro. We parked kind of close together, so it must be serendipity.
They're going to get married.
7-Eleven. I saw you yesterday at the 7-Eleven getting gas. I pulled in behind you. You were driving a burgundy Chevy truck, had your son with you. You had on pajama pants, making the bubble butt look good. You're in your 30s, brown hair, blue eyes, but you had sunglasses on. Wait a minute. How do you know she has blue eyes?
Okay.
You used to work. Oh, gets weirder. You used to work at that 7-Eleven. You make those cute duck lips often. We were looking at each other. Your guy friend was standing in between us. I nodded and smiled at you as I walked away. Long shot, but I hope you see this or someone you know.
Okay, so you used to work at the 7-Eleven. Check. She's there with her son. She's in pajama pants, sunglasses, so my guess is probably doesn't want to be disturbed. And to add it all, a cherry on top of all of it, a guy is in between them. And that, you think there was a connection or a
chance?
She's
with a dude and her son in pajama pants wearing sunglasses.
It may have looked at you.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe you've glanced.
Maybe because you pulled in behind him when there was seven other pumps open?
Two more.
Don't do that.
What?
If there are seven other pumps open, and I'm the only person here, don't pull in behind me.
Oh, see, I don't like it when they share a pump with me.
No.
Because then there's weird eye contact.
Oh, I see. Like, yeah.
This one's entitled Allison. I met you online. Hopefully you'll see this before I have to pay for the chat line.
To pay? Like,
to pay like, a,
like,
chat line,
like
yeah.
a hair?
No. Huh?
Like a,
he's like toupee, like
a toupee chat line. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm also bald. Look, me too.
Oh, brother.
And finally, one more entitled just Walmart. And for whatever reason, they always put a space between the WAL and the Mart.
It's one word, people.
Yeah.
One word.
And this one, look, I mean, we make fun of some of these because they're obviously not connections, but mm-hmm. this one clearly is.
Oh.
Again, entitled Walmart. I was walking in, and you were walking out. Oh, my God. Definitely, spelled it wrong, a soccer mom in all caps. If you're available or unhappy, let me know. The end.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.